Hello, I'm Sharad, one of the program managers in Store Simple team here at Microsoft. In this video, I'm going to show you how to use a Store Simple virtual array, specifically creating shares, backing up of the data, and restore of that data. We'll go through the creation of a share, adding data to the share, backup all the shares, restore some of the data, and then show you the item level recovery capability with the file server type of virtual array. To begin with, let's go to the Store Simple Manager. Select the Store Simple Manager which has the virtual array. Under Devices, select that device and go to Shares tab. Here, I can click on Add to create a new share. Give a name for this share. We call this as Marketing. And give a description, which will be a shared description which will be visible. And under usage type, you have two options. One is a tiered share, the other one is a locally pinned share. Tiered share allows you to tier the older data from the Store Simple virtual array to Azure. Locally pinned share will ensure that all the data on that share is local on the virtual array. In this example, let me select tiered share and give the capacity as 1 terabyte. Next, we have to give the user ID or a group ID of people who can administer this share. As a best practice, I would recommend you to use a group ID rather than a user ID. And then click on Apply. So this creates the share. Once the share is created, you can access it by using the machine name / share name. So let's go to Explorer, select the machine name, and then click Enter. As soon as that share is created, it will be visible on this folder. My share is visible now. To add data to that, I'm just going to copy some folders which are present on my desktop and put it onto this share. If you want to change permissions for this share, you can go ahead, right click, and then go to Properties, go to Security, and edit the permissions so that you can give access to your users to access this share. Now, I have data in my shares. Now I have to think in terms of like, how do I backup this data? To do a manual backup, I can go back to my Store Simple Manager, and under Shares, there is an option to backup all the shares. If I click on that one, it's going to create a job and backup all the shares at once. If I want to take a regular backup, I can go ahead and change the policy or the time when the backup is going to be triggered. The default is 10:30 p.m. Let me go ahead and change it to run at 10 p.m. every night and click on Save. So the manual backup job which I created has kicked off. Let's go ahead and take a look at the job. I can click on View Job, or I can go back on Manager, select Jobs, and then take a look at this backup. It's going to take a few minutes to backup that data. You can check the details, which is going to show you once the job is finished. My backup job has completed. If I want to take a look at all the backups available, I can go to Backup Catalog, select the device, and it will show me the backup sets which are available. This is a manual backup which I took, and let me show you the backup folders which get created on that share. So as a user, if I want to restore any data, I can go inside the backups folder and it will show me the date and time when the backups were taken. I can navigate to that one, select a particular file if I want to restore. I can copy this one and paste it back onto my folder. So this gives the users an easy option to restore the data from previous five backups. If you want to restore the entire share, there is a different way which you can restore the data, which I'll be showing next. To restore an entire share, I can go to my backup catalog, select the backup which I want to restore, and then click on Restore as New. This is going to create a new share, but with the data from that backup. Me give a new share name. Let me call this one as Marketing Restored and click Next and click Apply. So this is going to create a new share called Marketing Restored, but with the same data from that time when the backup was taken. So if I go to my Store Simple Virtual Array, it's going to show me a new share as soon as it gets created. Let's wait for that to be created. You can also view the restore as a job under jobs, and it will show you the restore operation. My restored share has been created. If I go inside, it has all my folders and the data which I copied at the time the backup was taken. In the next video, I'm going to show you how to do a disaster recovery failover operation from the Store Simple Manager for the Store Simple Virtual Array. Thank you for watching.